Guardians' concluding movie offers out-of-this-world visuals. Lately, fans have complained that the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the MCU, has been more concerned with quantity over quality in its shows and movies. So when Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was announced, the last movie won the most beloved MCU franchises, fans were nervous and excited. Their excitement was well-placed. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 exceeded the expectations it set in prior movies. Overall, the plot of the movie is interesting. In Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Rocket the Raccoon is injured and on the verge of death. In order to save him, Rocket's friends and the Guardians must uncover the mysteries of Rocket's past and confront his old foes. At the outset, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is a visual masterpiece. The CGI and cinematography are some of the best that the MCU has to offer. In fact, Stephane Sertiti's visual effects supervisor and her team were nominated for an Academy Award alongside the creator, Godzilla Minus One, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Napoleon. Some of the visual effects team's best work was when the Guardians were flying through space and when they were at nowhere, the Guardians' headquarters and a refuge for others. However, those aren't the only parts where Sertiti's team's work would catch the audience's eye. In truth, the visual effects team had to shoot an astounding 3,066 visual effects shots. A major highlight for the VFX team was how they were able to make Rocket the Raccoon broadcast emotions while maintaining his realistic look without error. Scenes where Rocket accompanies a young high evolutionary show how talented this VFX team was. Additionally, the CGI for Groot is seamless. The last and maybe most impressive of their work was when Guardians were investigating the Orgoscope. Sertiti has said that the Orgoscope was one of her biggest projects. The Orgoscope is a gigantic space station made entirely out of organic material. In an interview, Sertiti noted that the main challenge was not having the grotesque nature of the Orgoscope overshadow the Guardians' actions and their interactions with each other. The makeup and the costume department also did a spectacular job, especially with Drax, Mantis, Gamora, and Nebula. Nebula, played by Karen Gillan, is the daughter of Thanos who was tortured by her father. He will replace parts of her body with mechanical or metal parts. The costume and makeup department excelled in showing her metal parts, and the VFX team added the final touches with her metal arm and empty dark eyes. Gillan brought it all together with her acting. However, there were some questionable decisions made by the costume and makeup department. The first decision was the Orgoscope armor, which was distracting in certain scenes. It was visibly fake and drew away from the story. The second blunder from the costume department was animals who too closely resembled and lived like humans. While most of the animals looked average at best, the panda was so bothersome as it was obvious that the panda was a man in a costume. The last element that made Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 a visual masterpiece was the cinematography. Across the entire film, the cinematography was outstanding, but there was a couple scenes that stole the show. The first example that demonstrates the quality of the film's cinematography is found in the opening scene. In this scene, a bunch of raccoons are in a cage and the camera crew is able to broadcast specific feelings and emotions of the troop. Whether it was playful, scared, or even distressed, the film crew was able to convey it to the audience. Another scene that caught my attention was again at the beginning of the film. The audience, the scene revolves around Rocket the Raccoon walking through a city being rebuilt by civilians and some of the Guardians. The lighting and exposure of the camera lens is able to illustrate a contradictory setting in that the people are seen as hopeful while Rocket appears to be distant. In addition to the visual effects and cinematography, the soundtrack was brilliant and has been a cohesive element throughout the franchise. One notable choice was in a scene where Peter Quill, played by Chris Pratt, is sitting on the bridge. Peter is staring deeply into space, thinking about his past decisions. The soundtrack added another layer to the beautiful visual effects. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 wasn't just a visual masterpiece. It was well-written and an acted movie. The High Evolutionary, played by Chukwudi Awuji, set the standards for the film. Even though the character's goals and aspirations were pretty basic, the way James Gunn was able to evolve his character throughout the movie through flashbacks made him a great character. Awudi acted out the character of the high evolutionary to perfection. He was able to convey to the audience grief, sadness, and desperation, and even insanity. Awudi broadcasted all this emotion while mostly talking to a puppet. For these reasons, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is a must-watch movie. One will have to accept the unrealistic plots and characters, but the film's excellent visual effects counterbalance that problem, not to mention the excellent character of the high evolutionary. It is unclear if it was the best part of the movie because of Awuji's acting or because of how the character was seamlessly developed over the course of the movie. And finally, the cinematography and soundtrack complemented the entire screenplay.